This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think if you stay 6 feet apart with masks, you can do whatever it is that you need to do, whether you're going to CVS, whether you're going to Starbucks, or whether you're voting. I don't see any reason not to do that.
And the CDC is very well aware that data are accumulating, making it look more like 3 feet are okay.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
He's not telling you this because he's a mean man. He's telling you lies because he feels sorry for you because you don't understand and Americans aren't smart enough to make informed decisions.
How do you think me live this long? And me so smart from knowledge? Me no like brains?
Dr. Fauci sort of reminds me of every bad weatherman. Frequently wrong, but never in doubt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I would go so far as to say he's never right, but never in doubt. Oh, every once in a while, a weatherman gets a forecast correct. I'm going to go over the predictions that were being made a year ago by the various governors of these blue state disaster areas that are now being bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars. JustTheNews.com had a recounting of them all, John Solomon's website. We'll get to that in just a moment. Speaking of bad numbers, Grammy Awards viewership falls to record low. There's a standing headline. Just put fill in the blank awards viewership falls to record low. So there was another award show last night, so of course it fell to a record low. The 8.8 million people tuned in. Do you know what the previous low was, the all-time previous low in 2006 was, Taylor?
I'm going to say 16 million.
17 million. So it was half. This was half of the previous all-time low. And guess what? This was the highest award show of the year so far. The Golden Globes were viewed by just 6.9 million people this year, a record low. Viewership of the Emmys last September dropped 11% year over year to just 6.1 million viewers, another record low. Prior to Sunday, 2006 was the last Grammy Awards ever with 17 million viewers. And I predicted this in my column, which I wrote, which is posted. Check it out on the website. I thought it turned pretty good. It's my Monday only internet column, which I've been trying to write it every Monday for the last couple of months. But check it out. I had stuff on Fauci and various other events, including the Grammys. And one last question before we go to the chat. Whatever happened to David Hogg's Polo Company? Could I have this, please? Mike Lindell is shaking in his boots with the threat from David Hogg's Pillow Company. All right, time back for the jump line.
Pelosi keeps saying, "The children, the children." She sounds like the Wicked Witch in Americans are Hansel and Gretel.
The walls are closing in on former President Trump. Impeach! Impeach!
All right, I didn't hear all of that. We're still having more technical difficulties, but I'm sure it was very good. Was that in reference to the latest retracted Washington Post story?
The walls are closing in on former President Trump. Impeach! Impeach!
Why doesn't he come out on Twitter and tell his deplorables to get those shots? Well, number one, he doesn't have any Twitter account anymore, you may recall. And number two, I don't believe it's the Trump supporters that are revolting en masse against getting the shots. It's mainly Democrats. Although, you know, there's a mixture of people on all ideological sides who don't want to get the shot. And who can blame them? Okay, the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Yet, despite our age and conservative reputation, we've been involved in some strange promotions. This week's question is, what is the most outrageous thing someone has done for our wicked awesome products? I think I know the answer to that one. I was involved in it. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and enter for your chance to fish with Captain Dave Marciano.
So all of Fauci's people want Donald Trump to come out and support the vaccine, huh? Maybe they need to give him back Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
Exactly. Great minds think alike. Fauci, is there a bigger fraud anywhere? And you know, it used to be Chuck Schumer was the master of disaster on Sunday. He would come out when he was a young U.S. rep and then a senator and have this big press conference and announce that, you know, these toys were the bad toys for Christmas and, you know, this ferry across the Hudson was dangerous. He always had a Sunday story. Now it's Dr. Fauci. He's 80 years old. What is he running for that he has to go on all these stupid shows every week?
Oh, man, Howard, I can't believe this Cuomo character. Dozens of allegations of sexual misconduct, but with most of them, he didn't even get to first base. What a disappointment. This guy's like an off-brand Kennedy. Who would?
Yeah, that's exactly what he is, an off-brand Kennedy. And I said that in my column yesterday. He's got to be thinking, I didn't, you know, Bill Clinton credibly accused of rape, Joe Biden credibly accused of rape. Ted Kennedy actually killed somebody. Joe Kennedy crippled a young woman at the age of 21. All I did was ask Charlotte Bennett, tell Charlotte Bennett to get a tattoo on her rear end. And they want to run me out of town like I'm Bob Packwood.
It would appear that Andrew Cuomo is about to drive his career off of a bridge, and that bridge belongs to his father.
He just has to park the car on the side, and that bridge is going to tumble into the Hudson, apparently. That's what some of the reports say. But, you know, somebody said late on Friday night, and again, I used it in my column yesterday, which you can also get at HowieCarshow.com. He's getting to the point where he needs to get Uncle Teddy's neck brace. And he may also need to get his mother-in-law's wheelchair that she used when Kerry Kennedy, his ex-wife, was on charge up on charges of drunk driving in Westchester County. Remember, they pushed her into the courtroom in the wheelchair so that cameras could see her going in the wheelchair. And then as soon as Kerry Kennedy was acquitted of the charges by the jury, she rushed downstairs to the press conference, sans wheelchair.
Can we get back to the really serious news? You know, like Obama filling out his NCAA bracket.
Who do you think would be better spelling the words, Biden or Obama? Remember, Obama couldn't spell Syracuse? S-Y-R-A-C-U-S. No E.
Well, first of all, Biden would call it the NAACP bracket.
That's true. That's for starters. And then he would talk about how he played for one of the teams. Probably a team he had no connection with whatsoever. All I know is UNC got jobbed. They got the number 8 seed. They should have been about like a number 4 or 5 seed, I think. But that's okay.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. How many apples do we need to keep Dr. Fauci far, far away? Go away.
I would pay multiple orchards to keep him away from me. Just go away. He was up early yesterday. I told Grace this earlier. He gets up early every morning, because he's old. But he got up extra early yesterday because he had to set the clocks ahead because he didn't want to go to the Red Lobster at the wrong time and miss the early bird special yesterday, along with all of his fellow hacks, that most of whom retired like 15, 20 years ago. But he has to go out there and just, and now we can't even, now he's pulling a Joe Biden. He can't even remember the names of the people that are interviewing him.
Joe Biden puts the Dem in dementia.
Yes, he does. And Fauci puts the Dem in pandemic, which without Dem would just be panic, which is what it is.
Doobie doobie doo. Oh, Howie, it's Taylor calling. You know, Tucker, I'm going to be late for work. My Frank Sinatra alarm clock is all messed up. Us Fall River folks find daylight savings time to be so confusing.
Did you have any problems this weekend with spring forward, fall back, Taylor?
No.
Go ahead.
I do wish that this was better explained to us in school when we were growing up. And I know I'm digging my own hole here, but it takes a little bit of brain power to get used to it. That's all.
Really?
Listen,
is that tough?
Everything's an hour off, and you try to think, all right, if it was light out at 5:30 yesterday, is it going to be dark out at 5:30 today? I don't... That's not what my brain is keyed in on. I've never really paid that much attention to the weather or the amount of daylight that we have. To me, the clock is what I go by, and I don't... If it's cold, I'll put on a jacket. If it's sunny out, I'll put on some sunglasses. That's about the extent of which I care.
Let's play the cut of Fauci calling Jake Tapper Chuck. And again, the confusion is understandable, even if you're not 80 years old. Go ahead, cut 30.
Does this study suggest to you that 3 feet is good enough?
It does indeed, and that's exactly the point I'm making, Chuck.
Dr. Fauci is also known as Phony Baloney Tony.
I went to the store yesterday to buy a new grill for a cookout. They said they can't sell me any until Biden gives them permission.
Yeah, you're allowed to go into, even if you're COVID-19 positive, you're allowed to go into the country and infect wherever you want to go, and they'll put you on welfare immediately, and your kid, and you know, everything else, and they'll put you in contact with the local MS-13 gang. But there's one thing you can't do. You have to promise that you won't go to a barbecue on the 4th of July. But that's not a problem, because most of them never heard of the 4th of July and could care less.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Daylight, as opposed to Eastern Standard Time. I don't want to get Taylor confused here. Eastern Daylight Time, 1 to 4 p.m. The number is...
Will it be dark when I go home tonight? That's my question.
It won't be dark when I go home tonight. It will be dark when you go home tonight, Taylor. It's going to be dark for another couple of months when you go home tonight. Sorry about that. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more Chump Line messages that didn't make it onto the show tonight, stand by for Chopped Chumps. We post Chopped Chumps every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Yet despite our age and conservative reputation, we've been involved in some strange promotions. This week's question is, what's the most outrageous thing someone has done for our wicked awesome products? Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and enter for your chance to fish with Captain Dave Marciano.
Oh, man, Howie, I can't believe this Cuomo character. Dozens of allegations of sexual misconduct, but with most of them, he didn't even get the first base. What a disappointment. This guy's like an off-brand Kennedy. Ooh, boy.
That is such an accurate description, an off-brand Kennedy, a generic brand Kennedy. 844-500-4242. One of his three daughters is standing by him, apparently, or is at least standing by him for the photographers outside the mansion. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is the second time that you've laid hands on me. When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews by visiting superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third bag for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If Trump steps aside for 2024, who will be the next Trump? Governor Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson, or Ted Cruz?
I'm voting for Ron DeSantis.
77% say Ron DeSantis, and up next is Donald Trump Jr. at 12%.
Donald Trump Jr., there was a little item in the New York Post this weekend. He and Kimberly Guilfoyle sold their house in the Hamptons for $8 million, but they haven't closed on their new place in a gated community in Jupiter, Florida, up the road from Mar-a-Lago, where Tiger Wood used to live.
Mar-a-Lago.
It's another hour, another breaking news story about Andrew Cuomo in the New York Post. Cuomo accuser Karen Hinton, she's the one who worked for him like 20 years ago, and then she went to work for de Blasio, and he blames everything that she says on the fact that she worked for de Blasio, who wants him gone. Cuomo accuser Karen Hinton says he was aroused, that's in quotes, when he hugged her.
So he has small over the appropriate amount of time that I can have human contact without getting aroused. I only have 5 seconds. After that, it's out of my control.
So he had small hands. He had an issue with his small hands. And now
no,
we find out.
No, he was preoccupied with his large hands.
Was it his large hands that
yes.
she said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't read that part about that. I just thought it was hands. I assume, like I said, I never heard anyone complain about having large hands.
Because he intimated to the staff what his large hands meant.
Hmm. And they say Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump never mentioned that. He said he never talked about that. Okay, anyway. Governor Andrew Cuomo was physically, quote-unquote, aroused when he allegedly hugged a press aide more than 2 decades ago, the woman said Monday in a radio interview. He approached me, embraced me too tightly, too long, and was aroused, Karen Hinton said. I felt extremely uncomfortable and actually shocked. Nothing had ever happened that way between us. In the wake of Hinton's initial accusation, Cuomo responded with a vehement denial, insisting what she said is not true. There's no denial so far on this one about the about what happened. 844-500-4242. Someone says we should call Cuomo a Kmart Kennedy. That's what I used to call the minor would-be dynasties in Massachusetts. You know, the Markeys, the Timbaltys, the Ionellas, the Creedons, Kmart Kennedys. I mean, I always think of Kmart, you got to be from Massachusetts to be a Kmart Kennedy. But maybe we could expand it. New York is a contiguous state. So maybe the Cuomos are now officially Kmart Kennedys. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, Howie, soon Cuomo's accusers will be numerous enough to start a local union chapter. What union are they going to join, Officer Mark, do you think? 844-500-4242. I told you we'd look at this. This is a great story. 1 year later, a look back at inaccurate projections that helped drive COVID lockdowns. This isn't even the ones from the UK saying there are 2.5 million Americans were going to be dead. Remember that? That was by the guy who had predicted that millions were going to die from bird flu, and I think it was like 300 died. And then after he made the prediction, 2.5 million dead in the U.S., he was caught smuggling his married girlfriend into his house. It was a deadly disease, but he was going to grab a little afternoon delight nonetheless. So he obviously took it about as seriously as all of these people did. As Karen Polito, the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, or Mayor Marty Walsh, or the mayor of Denver, or the mayor of Austin, or the mayor of San Francisco, or the governor of California, et cetera, or the governor of New Jersey, who we'll get to in a moment. Okay. Cuomo. We'll start with Cuomo. Mid-March last year, exactly a year ago, just about, he said that based on the epidemiological logical curve at the time, in 45 days, the state could have an input of people who need 110,000 beds. 110,000 beds. That compares to our current capacity of 53,000 beds, 37,000 ICU units, ventilators, which compares to a capacity currently of 3,000 ventilators. According to state data, COVID hospitalizations in the state peaked roughly a month later, coming in at just under 19,000. And he had predicted 110,000 beds would be needed. California. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, now being recalled, 2 million people want him gone, estimated that on top of its existing 75,000 hospital beds, the states would require an additional 50,000 beds in our system. 50,000 beds in our system. They had 75,000 and they needed another 50,000. Okay, so that's 125,000 beds they needed. California's data show that the state's current peak in hospital patients came in early January of this year and totaled just under 23,000. Okay, Michigan would see peak usage on April 10th of last year, topping out at about 14,000 COVID patients in beds. When April rolled around, instead of 14,000 COVID patients in beds, there were 3,800. The all-time peak was in December at 4,300, less than one-third of what they had anticipated. And in New Jersey, a year ago, Rutgers University determined that with 23,000 hospital beds statewide in New Jersey, the state might face a shortfall of over 300,000 beds. 300,000 beds. The peak came on April 16th, 8,224 beds. Not 300,000, or excuse me, 323,000 beds, but 8,224. Was this panic a little bit, just a little bit oversold? Just a little bit? But that didn't stop Governor Phil Murphy from New Jersey. That New Jersey has the highest death rate in the country overall, even higher than New York, even higher than Rhode Island and Massachusetts, which are running neck and neck. NewJerseyLive.com, whatever it is, the Newark paper. New Jersey Advanced Media, it's Newhouse. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy dismissed objections raised by public health officials last year who warned his administration's directive jamming COVID-infected patients into nursing home would wreak havoc on the state's most vulnerable population. Have you heard about this on CNBC or CNN or MSNBC? I didn't think so. Is this in the New York Times? Is this in the Washington Post? Is this in the Associated Press? NJ.com reported yesterday about a March 31st, 2020 conference call where New Jersey Public Health Commissioner Judith Paricelli was offering instructions to admit COVID patients into long-term care facilities to hundreds of operators. When she made it clear that they would be required to assign separate staff and separate them from other residents, the exasperation at the other end of the phone was palpable. Listen to this. This is what Phil Murphy's top public health commissioner was told. Patients will die. Patients will die, an unidentified administrator declared, according to a recording of the outspoken meeting obtained by NJ Advanced Media. You understand that by asking us to take COVID patients, comma, by demanding we take COVID patients, comma, that patients will die in nursing homes that wouldn't have otherwise died had we screened them out. By the end of May, more than 40% of the state's COVID deaths were tied to long-term care facilities, with 1 in 13 patients who remained in such care at the start of the pandemic dead. And as we've told you, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey went to Needham High School in suburban Boston, Massachusetts, with Governor Charlie Parker of Massachusetts. And then they went to Harvard College together as legacies, rich kids, spoiled rich kids. And now they're nursing home slayers. And New Jersey thinks 1 out of 13 is bad. In Massachusetts, Charlie Parker's inept administration of nursing homes killed 1 in 8 nursing home patients. And he sent COVID-19 patients back into nursing homes too last fall, after it was clear that how dangerous, how deadly it was. New Jersey Republican lawmakers are demanding answers with hearings held in early March as the nursing home toll in the state, which has the highest coronavirus fatality rate in the country, neared 8,000. At least 4 other Democrat governors implemented the same deadly measures, including Andrew Cuomo, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Minnesota's Tim Walz, and Pennsylvania's Tom Wolf, not to mention Democrat in sheep's clothing, Charlie Parker. Did the same thing. Whitmer, dubbed the Andrew Cuomo of the Midwest. Was she hitting on male? Does she have a problem with her hands? The Andrew Cuomo of the Midwest now faces potential criminal charges of her own as the governor's health department refuses to release data that could offer in-state insight into her state's nursing home policy. So again, this is a story you're never going to read anywhere in the mainstream media, or very few places, just like you're never going to read that correction in the Washington Post about how they made up the story about what President Trump said to the elections official in Georgia that led to all these calls for alleged criminal probes against him. 844-500-4242-561 says, hashtag follow the science. Yeah, follow the science. They were told. They have that newspaper, in Newark, has a tape of an administrator saying patients will die, just like the New York Post has an email from one of the administrators of a nursing home in Brooklyn telling Cuomo's health department the exact same thing. And did you see that the guy that's in charge of handing out the vaccines in New York State has been calling the county executives, those are the elected officials who run the counties, basically saying, will you stand up for Governor Cuomo? And one of the Democrat, not a Republican executive, but a Democrat elected legislator called the Ethics Commission in New York and said, I feel like I'm being shaken down, that I'm not going to get the vaccines unless I back up the governor. This is a nice county you've got here. It would be a shame if you wasn't able to get enough vaccines to protect all the people in it. Can you imagine that? I mean, he's calling women. He's having his people call women to ask him if they're going to testify against him. And he's having his vaccine czar call up these county administrators, elected officials, and basically tell them they better do the right thing. It's amazing what he thinks he can get away. And they said he was smart. They said he was intelligent. He could have been the president. And again, here's the Washington Post headline. It's in the New York, it's in the Wall Street Journal today. They said that Washington Post gets the award for the most slobbering story about Andrew Cuomo. They get the award for the most slobbering story about everybody, just about. Here's the headline. Can Andrew Cuomo become FDR? Are there enough Japanese to lock up in internment camps? Then he can be FDR? Can he appoint a member of the Ku Klux Klan to the state Supreme Court like FDR did with Hugo Black? 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. When I called to talk to your screener, you were talking about Cuomo's sexual exploits, and I wanted to say, let's not forget about the nursing home deaths, the lying about the numbers, and him being the cause of it. But immediately after that, you covered it so well, I want to thank you for it.
Well, I just wanted to add in Phil Murphy's name, too, because he's kind of gotten a pass here. And he's just as bad a guy as, I think, Charlie Baker or Andrew Cuomo. He's done a terrible job. And he was one of the guys who was out, partying and rioting with the protesters, the rioters, after the George Floyd death in Minnesota. He wanted to shut the whole state down, wanted everybody to wear masks. He was arresting Hasidic Jews down in South Jersey for having weddings and funerals without masks. And he's out there himself in Trenton in front of the governor's mansion without wearing a mask, partying or, protesting with these guys. Thanks for the call, Frank. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. First time, long time. But I said to the screener also about Hank Aaron and Marvin Hagler. Have you heard that?
Yes. Well, I heard it, but I don't know. Is it true? Is that confirmed that they both died after getting the shots?
They wouldn't confirm it, but they didn't deny it. They said, "Oh, we haven't." They just didn't say. They didn't really say anything except we can't confirm that. That's all they said.
Hank Aaron was pretty old, but Marvin Hagler was not that old. He was 66, and I got he lived up around the North Conway, New Hampshire area, and I guess he was somewhat of a fixture at the local establishments. He was a big wine drinker, so I think he was in pretty good shape. And he got out. He did over 60 prize fights, but he got out before his brain got scrambled. He was in pretty good shape right to the end. So I don't know. Like I said, I've seen those stories, but I haven't seen any confirmation that he died after getting the COVID-19 vaccination. And Hank Aaron was in his mid to late 80s, so the home run king. So it would be much more likely that he would perish, whether he got the shot or not, because he was 20 years older than Marvelous Marvin. I'll tell one story before we go to the break. Ed King, my favorite Democrat governor, maybe my favorite governor, period, in Massachusetts in my lifetime. He was a one-term governor, like Trump was a one-term president. And he got up there one time, and he didn't care about sports, even though he was a former NFL lineman for the Colts. He got up there and he said, "Now I would like to give an award to the middleweight champion of the world from Brockton, Massachusetts." And he looks down at the card and says, "Marvelous Melvin Hagler." That was Ed King for it. But he was a great governor. He cut taxes. He kicked liberal bleep, and he was a Democrat. He was President Reagan's favorite governor, they said, even though he was a Democrat, because he was probably the most conservative governor in the country at the time. Ed King. Now he's dead, and now Marvelous Melvin too is dead. Rest in peace, both Edward King and Marvelous Melvin Hagler. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded once again of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reason. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located right off the interstate in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and some of these new protocols actually make it a more pleasant experience than it used to be, believe it or not. Listen, you can neglect a lot of things during this time, but don't neglect your dental health. You will you'll pay the price financially and in terms of pain if you do. Nothing worse than having bad teeth, especially as you get later in life. Go to Perfect Smiles. Keep your dental health where it should be. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. We've got a lot of satisfied customers. Go to Perfect Smiles from the Howie Car Show. You can be the next one. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242-207 says, I worked in the auditor's office when Ed King was governor. We both had fondness for Deanie's Sea Grill on Tremont Street. Chris Iannella used to go there, the Boston city councilor. And he picked up the tab for his state police detail on the lobster rolls. Great man, I agree. Yeah, the Globe made a big deal out of it. They put a big picture of a lobster on the front page of the Sunday paper when people still read the Globe, especially on Sundays. And they made it sound like he was just spending all this state money on it of his own, or on his own Lobster Jones. I don't even think he ate lobster. He just would buy the state police what they wanted. And it, you know, and the Globe made it seem like it was a major scandal because they hated Ed King as much as they later hated and the Washington Post hated and the New York Times hated Donald Trump. It was the same kind of situation. And King and Trump made the same mistake, which was not totally cleaning out the entire office when they took command and they ousted the liberal puke opponent in King's case Mike Dukakis and in Trump's case Hillary Clinton. They left too many holdovers, and the holdovers just leaked and leaked and leaked. And in the case of Trump, they've just made stuff up. It's unfortunate because, you know, Trump was a great president and King was a great governor. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, a couple things for you. First off, I was at the Bush Airport not too long ago, and there were three people trying to buy tickets back to Boston using their EBT card. What's up with that, Howie? Secondly,
you know what's up with that, Johnny.
yeah, I know. Secondly, all the things that are going on with the governors having their criminal charges pending or being thought about being brought against them, a positive side to that is, hey, maybe in order to avoid criminal charges, they'll revisit the total number of deaths related to COVID and actually mark them what they were, you know, like gunshot wounds, brain tumors, or whatnot.
Right, and motorcycle lastly, accidents, alcohol overdoses. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and do you remember when it was in April or May of last year when Governor Murphy was giving an interview on TV and he was talking and the interviewer was talking about, hey, why are you coming down so hard on all these restrictions? Did you even...
The churches. It was Tucker Carlson. It was Tucker Carlson. He said, why are you shutting down the churches? That's a flat-out violation of the First Amendment. And you remember what Murphy said. That's above my pay grade.
Well, he also said that when they were talking about, did you even consult the Constitution? He goes, we never even thought about the Constitution.
Yeah. Laura Ingraham's been saying that, too. She said, is there anything in the Constitution that says the pandemic overrides the Bill of Rights and everything else in the Constitution? And of course there isn't. But that's why they're trying to stoke the panic. This is what Fauci's all about. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.